Hello and welcome to Ditching Hourly. I'm Jonathan Stark. And today I'm joined by guest Destin Hood. Destin, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks, man. Appreciate you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. So can we start off by just giving folks a little bit of background about who you are and what you do?
My name is Destin Hood. Previously retired from professional baseball. Right now I own a digital marketing company in the beginning stages, planning stages, but for now, that's pretty much it. Early stages of entrepreneurship. It's interesting. And I got a lot of questions.
Great. Yeah. So we started this conversation over email and I thought it'd be a good fit for like a brainstorm, real-time brainstorm, because email can be tough. So tell me a little more about the professional baseball thing and kind of like just drop that bomb.
Oh, no. I mean, it's a kind of blessing and a curse. When I got drafted at 17 by the Washington Nationals in the second round. And that has been my life for the last 12 years. And then once I retired, it was kind of like, you know, what do I do next? You know, like what's next? All I knew how to do was basically play baseball, be a teammate. You know what I mean? That's pretty much been my life for the last 12 years. So when I got into entrepreneurship, it was kind of like a change, but it was like along the same lines of like structure and, you know, that go get it attitude, I guess.
Cool. So you're about 30 now then?
Right. 30 on the dot.
Fun. That was my favorite birthday ever, my 30th birthday.
Really?
Yeah, a big ski trip. It was great. Cool. Okay, so tell us a little bit more about the digital marketing company. What's the? I know it's like in the planning stages, but what is the plan? Like, is there a particular target market? I think there is based on the name, but what's the...
Right. So the name is the Luxury Solutions Group, and our target market is luxury home builders and luxury auto, like auto rental companies. Auto rental companies, jet charters, and boating. So in that niche market of owners in that sector that need to grow their businesses, that's where the Luxury Solutions Group kind of comes in and does SEO for those companies.
Okay, interesting. So are there any brands that folks might recognize in these areas, or are these kind of like regional? Are you imagining like regional businesses that serve the highest ends of their particular market?
Correct. You know, being a baseball player, we spend a lot of time in like, you know, airports and flight charters and stuff like that. So I thought it would be a nice segue into, okay, we have the network to actually network, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a couple of them get deals with auto rental companies and stuff like that. So I thought it might be just a good segue to actually try to, you know, help partner with business owners in those sectors to actually grow their businesses, because obviously we've done some dealings in our past in the baseball aspect part of it. So,
right. So you patronize those services as a player.
Right.
All right. What was I think you mentioned home at the beginning. What is that, like a home rental type of thing or more of a like home building?
Home building. Now the home building come in, that was a thought of mine, just a luxury niche. Because of the high school that I went to, a lot of major developers that are in the city of Mobile actually went to my high school. So that was kind of a home, like a hometown kid type thing. I was thinking of that part of the market.
Okay. And do you, I'm just imagining you're have a pretty big network of people having been on teams at a professional level.
Right.
So would you say, you know, if you went through your phone book or the equivalent, like your email list, are we talking about like thousands of people who would know you by name?
Right. We're talking. Yeah. Cause you know, when I got drafted, I was also going to Alabama to play football. So that was a big thing. I signed when I was in 2008 and then I got drafted right after. So my career has kind of been a whirlwind of like, you know, publicity and, you know, professionalism and trying to do, you know, the baseball career thing, like full blown. So it was like, you know, the email list and contact list is very, very long.
Yeah, I'll bet. All right, cool. So you've got a pretty interesting specialization. So for folks who are used to listening to the show, I would almost call it a demographic specialization in a sense, because you've got a bunch of really different industries, you know, home, auto, boating, air travel, these sorts of things. And they're all going to have different needs depending on what areas of the market they serve, but you want to work with ones who all serve the luxury end. So Correct. that's So however, whatever word you want to use to describe that, whether I would call that a, it's not really a vertical, but it's kind of like a demographic specialization where you want to help people who are trying to reach the most wealthy buyers, basically.
Right. And make it easy for those people to actually like get into touch with actually good people. You know what I mean? Because I know that's a huge part of it. You don't want to rent, you don't want to send out one of your luxury automobiles to someone who's gonna, deface the merchandise, or vice versa. You want people who are gonna treat the customers nicely and treat the people correctly and not try to oversell, their services or whatever, because obviously in sports that happens a lot.
And what about things like you kind of sound like the Four Seasons. It's like it reminds me of the Four Seasons. It's like you want to be able to find people who are going to appreciate that level of service, but also can afford it. Right. Okay. Can you give me, let's see, do you know a ton of people? Do you, if you had to make a list of people who you know that own businesses like this, how many people would be on that list? Like quite a few?
I would say realistically, maybe 10 to 15.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Like 10 to 15 solid, like, okay, that probably would be what they were looking for off the top of my head, probably.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wouldn't, before we even talk about what you would do for them, like how many people would that run a business like this would recognize your name or like know you, would take a phone call, say, "Hey, could we jump on a phone call? I'm starting a new business."
I don't know about name recognition, but I probably was in the same organization with someone who was probably recognizable enough to just, talk baseball for a second, at least. But yeah, I'm not sure if name recognition would be huge, but like I said, this is the only thing I've been doing for the last 12 years with professional baseball, so I'm sure we could find some common ground,
Right, like, hey, when I was on the Nationals, we used to use your car service all the time. Yeah, I'm retired from that now. I'm doing a new thing for companies like yours. Would you have like 15 minutes to jump on a quick call with me? I had to do some research. Yeah, that's cool. So you've got a little bit of star power. Probably get people on the phone with you. But so 10 to 15, you can off the top of your head, you could probably make a list of 10 to 15 people who are probably your ideal buyer, like the people you're trying to serve, and. That's great. So now, if you had to imagine, well, first of all, have you talked to any folks like this yet, or are you still before that stage?
Well, I have just basically, seeing if I could deliver what, I was offering, you know what I mean? So the feedback that I got in that aspect was like, okay, well, people are interested in this thing, but I'm not totally sure how to, like, you know what I mean? I want to do it correctly and strategically from the beginning, so it's not like a mess in, 5, 10 years. So that's where I'm running into like the actual strategy part of like, positioning, like you said, the demographic, and making sure that, our marketing infrastructure is in place before. And that's kind of my question, like how do you roll out, I guess, in a sense. Does that make any sense?
Let's in the conversations you've had, what are the big challenges that folks in these spaces face? Is it not getting enough, brand recognition? Is it not being able to attract enough customers? Are they under capacity, or are they over capacity and like their problems actually are more like staffing and have maintaining a high level of customer service?
I think it's for sure the customer service part of it, and I think a lot of the digital marketing, I guess, challenges come along with that market also, as far as not really knowing if they're getting their money's worth out of the marketing strategies that they're using. So that's where, obviously SEO helps a lot, but also, going in there and kind of doing a bespoke type evaluation of their whole marketing like plan, I guess, if that makes any sense.
Okay. Could you go? I kind of, as you were talking, I kind of wrote down a possible what I'm starting to pull out of the conversation as the expensive problem that you help these people with. It's kind of like a help luxury brands reach wealthy customers. Is that kind of it?
Not necessarily. It's more reach their target market as far as like people who are, leisurely trying to, rent, a luxury automobile or rent a luxury home, or, rent a luxury jet charter or whatever, just to be that type of service, but also have the personal touches behind it where everyone kind of gets the feel of it because it's not separated. That's kind of what was my experience playing and going through these services was everybody's got some type of common ground, and I want that to be the focal point of growing or even the playing field, so to speak, for these companies in a person-to-person way. Does that make sense?
Tell me more about that. I'm not sure I'm all the way there yet.
I had this conversation with my brother. It was actually interesting because I have trouble, like I said in the emails, actually explaining that all the way, which is part of the problem. I just know that when those transactions went down, right, there was a business owner. He had a certain goal in mind, and if the transaction didn't go well, it was for personal reasons, as far as like not money or publicity. It was more of what was the person like, and that's what I kind of want to bring to the whole business side of it from an SEO standpoint to grow companies and grow their marketing side on a the words are not coming to me right now, but
Well, I'll ask you some questions, maybe some more specific questions. So, if the when you say the it didn't go well for personal reasons, do you mean it didn't go well for the customer or for the I don't know what to call them, your client, like the luxury brand?
For the customer, because when you approach certain brands come off as like, this is what we do and here's how we do business, and it's kind of like a brash, not personal. It's like a we're a luxury brand type thing. But I want to bring the idea that luxury can help. Like luxury can be different than just a separate category that people can't, attain. I want to bring some normalcy to that market. Some normalcy to that market, and through our marketing strategies and what we would implement for these companies or these business owners would reflect that.
Okay, I think I'm getting there. So, can you describe the normalcy a little bit more? Like, what would be an example if you're going to make that more concrete? Like a broader market?
A broader market in a sense that a broader market in a sense that
Because I'm imagining it could be going two different ways. Like, are you trying to kind of not democratize, but like bring a luxury brand experience to, maybe people who aren't super wealthy, but are going to do, going to splurge once a year on some kind of experience with their spouse or something like that.
Correct, correct.
Okay.
Like more of a, it is for the luxury brand owners, but also to bring the like normalcy as far as accommodating everyone in their marketing structure.
Interesting.
I know it's not fully there, but that's what I'm working on. That's what I'm trying to work on integrating and actually trying to get the idea fully sound around the edges. But what threw me into this was when I took an interest into just SEO and being able to, being able to, I don't want to say manipulate, but like to work with, I guess, the internet.
Okay. So I kind of it's there's an interesting paradox. It feels like an interesting paradox in the center of this, which could be cool. It also could be a deal breaker for some brands, but maybe some brands I think it'd be really cool. So there might be luxury brands out there who want to kind of operate in the space where they're perceived as a luxury brand, but they aren't, but they are attainable. So I can imagine some brands being like, no way, we don't want like average Joey Bag of Donuts wearing our $10,000 jeans or something like that, or like riding around in our whatever, our like fancy limo.
And those things aren't really real things, but they're just things that people like though like that think, you know what I mean? Which isn't a real thing. They should want to be attainable for everyone. They should want to market to everyone instead of just, right?
I mean, wouldn't that make them less luxury though? Less special if everybody can afford it?
I feel like if you market it correctly, as far as like, you know, direct response marketing and direct mail, you know, using all those avenues, I think that it could be kind of interesting to feel like, I mean, you know, Instagram was at one point, I guess that blue check is like, what, unattainable, but you know, when people get it, it, you know,
yep.
It yeah, makes yeah. them feel a little bit better. Like it's almost like a, you know what I mean? Like luxury brands don't have to be just luxury all the time. Oh, I mean, when you say,
I think it's an interesting, right. as a possibility that there are these luxury brands, and you keep on mentioning rental, which I think is really, I think does kind of align with this seeming paradox at the center of it, where, you know, you're not talking about people who are going to, you know, buy a mansion.
Right.
You're talking about like, you know, chartering a plane or renting a boat or a yacht or something, or a Ferrari or something like that, or like some kind of like high-end Airbnb thing. Right. So I could imagine luxury rental brands that strategically want to thread the needle between maintaining an exclusive, and perhaps I'm conflating luxury and exclusive, but luxury, an attainable kind of luxury that the air quotes average person can maybe not afford to do every week, but once a year right. they can have a special trip to like a comedy show or, you know, in this like fancy Ferrari or something.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Like usually how- oh, I lost you.
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, most people buy a Ferrari and it sits in the garage, right? I mean, most of the time you just need it for a couple of days anyway, right?
Yeah. I couldn't drive it around on our streets in Providence anyway. There's too many potholes.
Same down here in Mobile.
So, yeah. Okay. So that's an interesting angle. Now, I'll bet you there are some luxury rental brands that strategically are trying to thread this needle between being a luxury experience, but that is somehow attainable to the masses, air quotes. And in that case, then I do think SEO could be very interesting. I think if they were trying to be like sort of straight up luxury, like, I don't know, Supreme or something,
right?
They don't want everybody walking around with a Supreme hoodie on.
Sure. Right.
So they don't want to be attainable. They want to be exclusive. So it's cool though. I think it's an interest. I think that there will be certain luxury brand people out there that do want this.
So you're saying that basically, or what it sounds like is that possibly it might be a two-headed snake type thing where, you know, luxury might want to stay luxury. And then some luxury brands may want to go down this route.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So it's a good way to put it, because I think some people will immediately be turned off by this idea.
Right.
You know, but that's cool because you don't need to reach everybody. You just need to reach the people that have this same worldview. So, right. You know, I could imagine. So someone who makes this make sense to me would be, the name is escaping me, but there's a small chain of boutique hotels. There are probably a bunch of boutique hotels that are not cheap and have a very unique and immersive experience that if more people knew about it, they would perhaps choose over, let's say, an Airbnb. And obviously we're recording this during like lockdown and COVID, but you know, right. just as an example,
right.
that I could definitely see that where they need to come up in search because people are traveling to a different, I almost said country, but well, maybe country, but they're traveling somewhere that they're not familiar with.
Right.
And where should I stay in Mobile, or where should I stay in Nashville, or where should I stay in Boston?
Right.
And you know, you're going to get the normal blah, 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 you know, like you're going to get everything from the Four Seasons or
right.
to the Hampton Inn. And if I have this luxury, you know, the National, I think it's called the National, as a matter of fact. The
really? Hotel.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, I can find it and send it to you afterwards, but
cool.
And there's one in Providence called The Dean. It's like super hipster, very cool.
Okay.
I assume it's expensive, but it's probably not any more expensive than like Biltmore or whatever.
Right.
So yeah, I could see that. So if someone has like a limo service.
Right.
And they're like, they have a limo service and they have lots of availability. They have lots of capacity.
Right.
or they could scale up to meet an increase in demand. And
Right.
they want people who maybe wouldn't normally think about renting a limo to go to a show.
Right.
To be like, no, this is attainable. Like, you can do this. It's more.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But the experience is way better.
It's good for everybody, right? Like, it's good for everyone involved. That's what I would hope.
Yep. Okay. So I would modify my previous value proposition to say something more like, I help luxury retail brands reach a broader market. Does that feel more, or I help luxury brands be perceived as attainable by, yeah, that's kind of the same way as saying a broader market. So they would have more customers instead of richer customers. So like
while still keeping their stick, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're still coming across as luxury, but they can serve more people versus the luxury, as you put it, which I liked, where they just want to increase their prices.
Right. So, which also could work for them, but in the whole broader my vision part of it was like, I mean, we can do that, but we could also do the other thing too, as far as making the ones that do want to become attainable actually reach a broader market, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think here's the thing. I think for the luxury people that want to have an ever more exclusive audience, I don't think SEO is an approach. I think it would be more like private events and word of mouth and...
Right.
Those sorts of things. So I think you'd take a completely different strategy, and which would of course mean different tactics if you were trying to become more exclusive.
Right.
Pop-up events and secret things and special events like behind the velvet rope type stuff. But if you wanted
to elaborate on that for me a little bit, because I'm right there with you, but could you walk with me?
Sure. Yeah. Let's pick something specific. Like what would you call it? Like one, a luxury car rental, you know, where you can go and get a Ferrari or a whatever, I don't know, cars like a McLaren or something like really flashy,
right?
Or a Rolls or who knows, whatever.
Right.
And you could have like a private event where you take a bunch of the cars to like a track or something and you reach out to, you know, maybe you send direct mail or however you reach them.
Right.
You go to the wealthiest neighborhood,
right,
and drop off this like, you know, private invitation, nice private like invitation, not like some junky postcard, but like a gorgeous linen embossed.
Correct. Which is what I was thinking, right?
Yeah. So that's someone who's not trying to make it more. That approach is how you'd be more exclusive. Like you could make them jump through hoops to do it. It's like here's this thing. Here's an invitation. You have to RSVP one way or the other by date, almost like they're getting invited to a wedding.
Right.
And you have this experience set up. Maybe it's not even free. Maybe they have to pay just for essentially pay to be sold to. And they show up and maybe it's like $500
or something. Yeah.
And they come up, they get to drive a Ferrari, you know, for whatever. They drive the Ferrari around the track a few times, or maybe they get to ride in a Ferrari or something.
Right.
And like, damn, that was amazing. And maybe they pay for it. Maybe it's free. They probably have to pay for it. I would probably want them to pay for
it. Right.
And maybe it's a break-even proposition for the car people, the car rental people. But now when, you know, Joe Blow or Alice Smith goes back to work on Monday, what do you do this weekend? Oh, I drove a Ferrari 200 miles an hour around a track. Oh, you did.
Right.
So if you create this remarkable exclusive experience, then word's going to spread and people, you know, and they, if they have really strong branding and positioning and all of that stuff, and they, you know, they can, the word of mouth will spread very quickly in a particular group of people, like whether, you know, it's what, maybe it's not work on Monday. Maybe it's at the golf course on Sunday. What'd you do yesterday? Oh yeah, I drove a Ferrari. Mm. It's like, oh, no way. So, compare that to SEO. I mean, SEO is like, SEO is for the masses. So,
which is probably why you said that the rental part of it would be for the SEO, but the ones that were like the owners and the builders of these luxury brands who own these companies would actually benefit probably from these private events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, like I could imagine a marketing campaign, it's like live like a millionaire for a weekend or like millionaire weekend. And you partner with, and that comes up in some kind of search. You could partner with, I don't know, travel agents don't, well, like they kind of exist still. You could partner with somebody who has access
Right.
to
Yeah,
upper
yeah,
middle class
yeah. Yeah.
people.
I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, a millionaire weekend where they're like, picked up, maybe it's a couple, gets picked up on a Friday night in a plush ride, maybe not even a limo, maybe it's like a Rolls or something like totally like English butler, and
Right.
takes them to like an amazing restaurant, and then they go to an amazing dinner, I sorry, an amazing hotel afterwards, and in the morning they go to some spa treatment after that. It's like
Right.
live like a millionaire between Friday and Monday.
Wow.
Something like that,
No, it makes
and
sense. It makes sense.
yeah, it's like a, it would, you could imagine a package where these people work together to everybody. Who knows? I mean, maybe they all pay you for the same thing, but like put a package together, or somebody's getting a
Absolutely.
kickback. I don't know what, but that kind of thing does make sense for SEO because you're targeting, if you're targeting middle class basically or upper middle class, then that's kind of the, I don't know.
That's the market, right?
Yeah, for this kind of thing, it's like treat yourself. Like that's the message, is treat yourself.
Right, which is what the SEO would probably be great for.
Yes, you, or
And
certainly work.
right, definitely, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, okay. And now, what
No,
was
but that makes a ton
besides,
of more sense.
yeah, so besides SEO, I mean, when you were talking earlier, I was kind of mapping out a, not just SEO, it sounds more like digital marketing. Like you help luxury rent, I like the luxury rental brands, get their digital marketing, make their digital marketing more effective, let's say, to reach a broader
Right.
audience. So
Right.
what are
Exactly.
sorry, what are some of the other skills besides SEO that you bring to the table?
To be honest with you, I'm not gonna act like I know everything about this stuff, but I do have a passion for I know it sounds weird, but billboards, because in the minor league, that's what you see. For 10 years, all I saw was billboards and advertising. So I feel like I had a like I noticed ones that I like, I noticed ones that I didn't like. At the basis, I just like marketing. I definitely study it currently and bringing just different ideas to the table as far as direct mail sequences, or I credit the one page marketing plan, because I mean that stuff is gold. So I mean, just it just found me more and more interested in learning it. So just I guess overall campaigns are just strategizing what a marketing plan should be. I'm interested in that.
Cool. So I, all the different tactics are apply to totally different situations, of course. So
Right.
like a billboard is most often, you're basically going to have one of two things. It's going to be brand advertising, which is really hard to measure, and it's the kind of thing you need, you just like the client has to trust it's doing something. That's like where you'd see
Correct.
just like a billboard for a BMW. It just has a BMW logo and it says the ultimate driving experience.
Right,
It doesn't say like take the next exit to go buy a BMW.
right. There's no actions. Yeah, there's no
Right, there's no,
action.
right, there's no call to action. Versus, there's a billboard on 95 near where I live, where it's like McDonald's exit 24 with a big arrow.
You're like, I'm going there for sure because I'm that hungry right now.
Right. So one of them is kind of, it's not really direct advertising, but it has a clear call to action that can be executed right in the moment of hunger. And the other one is just like a long-term play where you're just trying to
Yeah.
boost the BMW brand or like associate, when they did a big push on billboards near my house when they sponsored the Olympics, a few years back. And it was like, the official sponsor of the Olympics or official car sponsor of the Olympics. And it's like, and it had something about
Perfect.
champions. And it's
Exactly.
like,
I remember.
yeah, so you could imagine, I could imagine a luxury rental brand that had a like some kind of call to act, a billboard call to action thing. I don't know what the prices are for brand advertising on billboards, but if there was the thing about billboards is they are so local. You know what I mean? Like
Right. You can't really do much with them once they're there.
yeah, and they're for anything direct. Like I think it's kind of nuts to have like to advertise my a Shopify store on a billboard seems strange. Something like that, because it'd be like, well,
I'm
who cares
with
where I am?
you. All right.
On the other hand, if there, again, if this wasn't like, if we weren't in like a COVID-19 era, I could imagine buying a bunch of billboards at, oh, I don't know, outside of CES or some big event, like a consumer electronics show or some big event that was going to attract a bunch of upper middle class people that maybe would don't know that they can treat themselves to these luxury sorts of things. You know, if there's going to be a, if there's going to be I don't know, wherever TED Talks are. So like if there's a TED Talk, you could have like buy you do like a an ad buy around that area, and all these people from all over the world are going to fly to that spot and see this like opportunity to, you know, live like a millionaire for a day.
Yeah, which makes total sense if you're talking about actually, I mean, the market lines up with what you're saying, actually.
Yeah. So SEO, I think it does make sense for luxury brands that want to reach a broader market. It's not as expensive as you think is kind of the message. You know, treat yourself once in a while. You deserve it. You work so hard, you deserve like a little pampering.
Exactly, which everybody deserves, right?
All right. So I think, but I do, it'd be interesting to take this thesis, this hypothesis, and connect with those 10 or 15 people you know who run these sorts of brands and say, listen, I've got this weird sort of thing I'm thinking about doing. It's kind of a paradox. I wonder, you know, if you could reach a broader market, would you want to do that? Or do you think that that would dilute the value of your luxury brand? And get there, and maybe they're going to say, oh, yeah. No, we want to charge more to fewer people. That would be our dream. Or you're going to get people that say, oh, yeah, we would love to do that. We'd love to reach more people. Everybody thinks we're more expensive than we are. And it's, you know, it's a major, the experience of taking one of our, using one of our cars or renting one of our cars is way better than going to Dollar Rental or whatever they are, budget rental. But people just assume it would be too expensive. And it's really, yeah, it's more, but it's not like
It's not like
unattainable.
astronomically. Right. Exactly, which is what the point is.
And so, and but just see what they say. And like you might find if you talk to 10 people and 10 out of 10 are like, no, we don't want to reach a broader market, then that's, you know, a pretty clear data point. But if you get some number of them, maybe half, maybe more than half, that are like, yeah, we would love to do that, especially now when we've got tons of excess capacity and people aren't, you know, people aren't chartering a plane, people aren't traveling, they're not doing any of this stuff. They might be very into that, you know, be very interested in that. So that's what, so I would test it. I wouldn't build much of anything. I'd have some
No, that's
conversations.
good. That's good. I mean, it's worth testing, obviously, right?
Right. And you know, it's not, it wouldn't be a salesy thing. It's just like, hey, I'm, you know, whatever. I retired from professional baseball. Now I'm starting up, you know, and based on my experience with a lot of these types of services, I think, you know, I've got this kind of worldview where I'd like to let the average person get a taste of this like pampered lifestyle and like feel special if only for a day and have that experience that I had as I was jetting around the world, you know, the country. And you know, and I, is that crazy? Am I crazy? Like, do you think people like you would be interested in reaching a broader market, or do you think that would dilute the sort of exclusivity of your brand? Get some feel for that. And I wouldn't even be talking about what I would do necessarily.
Right. As long as it's like, what do you see your brand doing in the car? I mean, that's a viable question.
Yeah, strategically, would you want to reach a broader market? And then I would ask them like, well, if I had them on the phone and they sounded like they would be interested in that kind of thing, I'd ask questions about, well, what have you tried in the past to reach a broader market? Have you done anything? Have you tried stuff that didn't work or did work and then you stopped doing it because you got busy? Or obviously everything's crazy right now anyhow, so they might be, you know, they might have kind of very painful but perhaps temporary problems that would magically go away if there's a vaccine or something. But I would talk to these folks. Another thing I would do is find out if you can get them on the phone. I would also find out where they, air quotes, hang out to talk about business. Is there like a mailing list or a Slack room or a Reddit, a subreddit, or some place where they talk to peers? Maybe it's a trade association forum. Is there some place online where they go to get business advice from their peers or, you know, people in the industry?
And that's like a trade, you said trade publications or a trade association?
Could be, yep. Could be, could be that these people, it could be that a lot of them are franchisees and they get that information from the mothership. Could be right. that there's a trade association for, I'm sure there's a trade association for all of these things, different ones, but I'm sure all of them have some kind of, you know, periodical, like either a physical magazine right. I think or some
the
kind
rentals,
of
like you said, the mothership type of thing with the rentals would probably be very like, you know, cause they send all their information probably, like you said, from the mothership, because they have locations in Houston or Miami or, you know, California or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you could start to, if you could, I mean, there's a magazine for like everything. You wouldn't believe it, like funeral directors and like wow. people that groom dogs. And so there's got to be a magazine for people who, you know, in the luxury rental business, it, perhaps there's even one for each of the subcategories, like, you know, yachts and cars and planes.
Right.
So you could find that and just read it and be like, look at the ads, look at who's advertising to these people. What, 'cause that'll give you a sense of what their needs are. So like any ad that's been running for 6 months in one of these trade journals, it isn't getting it for free. So it's probably working if they continue to pay
right.
for it.
It's probably what they're, oh, that makes sense. Makes total sense.
Mm-hmm. And so that'll give you a sense of what kinds of things they're wrestling with. And in fact, I for a long time, I subscribed to a service that would send me really random niche trade publications every month. So they'd find the weirdest trade mag they could, and they'd send it to me. And I had, there was one was like, it was a trade publication for people who do horror makeup, like for movies and theater productions and stuff like that. Yeah, like, can you believe how niche that is? Like,
super niche.
Yeah. And like the funeral director one, you could tell just from this one issue that the entire industry was reeling from the fact that more people are getting cremated, like a lot more people are getting cremated. And wow. their whole industry was like, how do we package up services? Because we're not selling coffins anymore. Like, not to take this into a dark direction, but it was like half the magazine was about this. It was like a big wow. problem for them. So anyway, if you can find a trade magazine that, the reason I tell that story is because it's almost impossible to believe that there actually would be a magazine for this, but I promise you there is. Right. There's got to be something.
I guess that's the entrepreneur in everyone. Like, wait a minute, there's a category for that. And it's like, yeah, it is.
It's shocking, but it's right. It's when you see 10 of them, you're like, okay, you know, these people are selling wow. ads. Or I did one for someone the other day who was a former professional BMX racer, oddly enough. And I was like, there's probably, he was like, oh, the market's too, I could do, I know everything about it. I could try and serve them. And I'm like, but he's like, but there's no, they have no money. There's, it's all mom and pop. There's none of them. And I was like, I don't know, man. Like, and so, you know, within less than 15 minutes, I found a kind of like a website for a bike industry magazine. And it was general bikes, not just BMX, but still that was very close. Right. In 15 minutes, I found 300 brands that he could potentially service.
Oh, you said 300?
300, easily. There were thousands of them, but there were 300 obvious ones.
And what was the time frame you said that took?
15 minutes.
What?
Yeah, if you just Google around, Google's amazing. And if wow. if you find a conference, here's the path I took on that one. Was, and this is pretty common, is that you search for a conference that these people would probably attend. So, right. you know, luxury boating, let's say you did luxury yachting rental conference or something like that. And then you wow. find this thing, it's almost always going to have a media sponsor. And that media really? Sponsor is probably going to be the biggest magazine in the space. And then you click on that and they're going to have a website and they're going to have ads. And if they have ads, which they will, they're going to probably right. have a page which tells you how much their ads cost. And if you go there, you're going to see like, okay, so this company is spending at least $1,200 a month to have this banner at the top of the trade magazine website.
Mm.
So you can start to get a feel, or maybe it's $100 because it's a really small thing.
Like, see what you're saying. Like that made, I never, I mean, I guess one of my biggest milestones, I guess, when I stopped playing baseball, it was like, okay, how do I ask the right questions? And Google, like you said, probably is a gold mine when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you could probably do that with one of these or all, I mean, I wrote down four, boat, you know, air, water, streets, and like, you know, probably hotels or home rentals.
Right.
And who knows? Maybe there isn't a trade magazine, but there's definitely going to be some kind of yachting magazine. And then you
Oh,
might,
definitely.
if you go through that, you might find somebody advertising like luxury
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you
rentals.
say go look and do a little research on how they're advertising and kind of follow suit.
I just go down the rabbit hole. So if you find someone who's renting, if you go to like a yachting magazine, like a mainstream yachting magazine,
Right.
and you find ads for yacht rentals, then I would find, okay, who's this yacht rental company? And then I'd go to their website, see if they spoke at a conference, see if they advertise in any publications. I'd search for
Yeah,
their name
I see
plus
what you're saying.
magazine. So you can go down the rabbit hole really fast.
Right, and rabbit holes are part of it, right?
Right. And along the way, you'll be learning the language. You'll be learning what the industry-wide pains are, what the big opportunities are. I'm sure they're reeling from the coronavirus, or maybe they're not. Maybe a yacht is a good thing to do right now. So,
Right.
and you probably even find subcategories like fancy fishing expedition boats, tuna fishing expeditions, instead of just like let's have a booze cruiser on the bay. Oop, I think I lost you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, there you are.
Oh
Came
yeah.
back.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. In Mobile, they do that a lot, or Dolphin Island, which is where, our area is. They do a lot of boating. Charters go out, for miles and fish for redfish and king mackerel and all type of stuff.
Cool. All right. So, does this give you like next
It gives me
steps
a
and
lot,
actions
man.
to? Oh, cool.
It gives me a lot, which actually, like, it's just steering the boat, right? Just got to keep steering the boat in the right direction, which this is giving me, I think, enough direction.
Cool. All right, great. So is there a way that people, so sometimes when I do shows like this, people want to reach out to the guest because they know something that could help, or they've got questions, follow-up questions. What's the best place for somebody to find you online?
I've got two, dhoodbaseball@gmail.com, obviously, and then info@luxurysolutionsgroup.com.
Great. Cool. Well, hopefully folks will reach out. Maybe they'll have assistance or maybe they'll have questions.
Well, I appreciate any assistance at all. I mean, like I said, this is new to me. After baseball, it's kind of like, what do I do next? And this was the rabbit hole that I went down, and I'm glad to see that there's somebody willing to help. So I appreciate you very much for helping me.
Hey, anytime. I love this stuff, so.
Awesome.
All right, folks, that's it for this week. I'm Jonathan Stark, and you've been listening to Ditching Hourly. See you next time. Hey, Jonathan again. Do you have questions about how to improve your business? Things like value pricing your work instead of billing for your time, or positioning yourself as the go-to person in your space, or maybe productizing your services so you never have to have another awkward sales call or spend hours writing another custom proposal? Book a one-on-one coaching call with me and get answers to these questions and others in the time it takes you to get ready for work in the morning. Best of all, you're covered by my 100% satisfaction guarantee. If at the end of the call you don't feel like it was worth it, just say the word and I'll refund your purchase in full. To book your one-on-one coaching call, go to jonathanstark.com/call, call. That URL again is jonathanstark.com/call. Hope to see you there.